Well, welcome to another edition of the Super Fight Podcast.
Super Fight?
What did I say?
I feel like you're starting this off badly.
Super Fight? Super Fly? I just ate a sandwich. There's probably half of it stuck in my dentures.
It's going to be a super fight.
I just said dentures. I meant braces, but whatever, I am getting old.
He's got the best dentures. You can barely tell behind his braces.
Thanks, homie. So, what's going on, dude? How was your trip?
Ugh. Well, oh, actually, it was really good. Sorry. I don't know why I responded like that. No, I hate flying, so my automatic response after almost 40 years of this shit is just ugh. But it was actually great. A steward on the way there gave me a ton of free booze I didn't ask for. And a stewardess on the way back gave me a ton of free booze I didn't ask for.
That's awesome. I got to turn our levels down just a sec.
We're peaking like crazy.
Okay.
Are you peaking?
No, just interrupt the story to fix the levels.
Go ahead.
That's cool. That's it. I got nothing else. It was a good trip, though.
No, good.
I'm reading a book that I recommend called Barbarian Days to people.
What's it about? Cheers.
It's just about surfing and life, which sounds really generic and cliche, but it's surprisingly good, and it won the Pulitzer. Nice. Been recommended to me.
Word. That's awesome. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably won't check it out because I'm lazy as fuck, but whatever.
Are you a reader?
I am.
You are, definitely, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but it has to... For what?
No, I think you like science fiction. And
I do like science fiction, yeah.
And like you're a big news reader. But
I am a big news reader, yeah. Oh, anyway. So, you want to talk about some balls?
God, that's all I want to talk about. It's all I think about. It's all I want to talk about.
Should we even talk about this? I feel like it's been talked about to death.
No, we're always late to the party.
It's true. We are late to the party. So
I'd like to be the first one to show up and the last one to leave at any party.
Good. As it should be. Should we just kick each other in the nuts and like sum it up that way?
Oh, you want to talk about Draymond?
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think it was a dirty kick? I know we talked about this during
the week. I think they both were dirty kicks.
I don't know, dude.
Did you see the trip on Cantor the day after?
No, the trip?
Oh, he tripped Cantor too. Like he fell down.
Oh, yeah,
and then
that
he threw his legs
yeah.
up to trip him as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that was dirty. No, but I don't think the first kick when he kneed him in the nuts, I think that was probably the dirtier of the two. But
oh, I think the second one was dirtier.
Well, it definitely looked dirtier.
I swear, he did that on purpose.
I don't know, man. I like
he didn't help him up. He wasn't like, "I'm sorry." When your foot lands foot to nuts, you know.
Do you know?
Yeah,
he got sneakers on, man. Like
you know where your foot went, and he turned around like, "I didn't do anything. I'm walking off because I totally didn't just kick him in the nuts. I didn't feel that on my foot."
Well,
he did it on purpose and then he walked away. You would help him up. You'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to kick you in the nuts."
I don't know if that's. I don't. Like, if he didn't realize he actually kicked him, I think he would.
He did the total too if you watch it in slow mo from the other angle, looking right at his nuts until almost contact and then looking away. Like, I wasn't looking at his nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I got to watch it in slow mo.
Look at it from the opposite angle where you see Draymond's head.
Okay.
From the back angle, you can't tell as closely when you see his eyes looking down.
Like there's, you can draw
where this is gonna land.
There's a beeline right to his junk. that's fair. But watching it in real time, I didn't feel like he did it on purpose. I feel like he was just like doing what he always does, which is flailing.
Well, let me say this too. I think he did it on purpose. I think most players get away with a lot of stuff in professional sports, in all levels of sports.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to be like when I played football, I played center on the inside of the line. Once that line goes, anything goes because the ref can't see inside there. Everyone's hitting each other, punching each other in the nuts, punching each other under the ribs.
I'm trying to get your finger in somebody else's butt.
Like, no, that's a...
That was just Jake.
That's a Pennsylvania thing.
That's not Pennsylvania. That's Florida.
Is that a story he told?
Yeah.
Right, that's for another
linebacker.
Time.
Yeah.
We had none of that.
It's like there would be a pile up and guys would stick their fingers in each other's butt so they could get them to...
this podcast is going south fast. That's definitely a Florida thing.
It's got to be a Florida. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I'm just telling you the word on the street.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty gross. I was like, really? And he's talking about high school kids. I'm like, where do you learn that?
You really cooled me off on this entire topic fast.
Sorry. Anyway.
It's all right. I feel a little alienated. I feel a little strange now.
Just embrace it. Just embrace it. Embrace it.
I don't want to.
So I was going to say, do you think that, let's say that he was flailing. Do you think they should do something about the like obvious flailing around like the guys do?
What,
like,
to get the calls?
To get the calls.
No.
You don't think? You think it's fine?
No. I also don't think you need to incidentally regulate things like because one thing
right.
happened.
It shouldn't be
a
knee-jerk
reaction. Absolute
right.
way to administrate stuff.
Yeah.
And also, but my take on the whole thing is that he did it on purpose.
All right.
That he plays dirty. He's also undersized at a power position.
It's true.
You would play dirty anything to your advantage for that. Yeah. And he's a smart dude, and like a lot of smart players. John Stockton, as much as people don't like him, was a smart player, and he was dirty as hell.
Yeah, well, you have to take every advantage. If you're smart, you realize that you need to take every advantage you could possibly get.
Right.
I guess that includes kicking somebody in the nuts.
Honestly, I think he should have been suspended. I know everyone's like, well, it's playoff basketball. It's done differently, and you want to see them both at full strength for the best viewer experience.
Which is true.
Then you don't want a pure sport. You don't want a sport regulated by rule then.
Right.
That's exactly what you're saying. You want a sport that is subjective.
Yeah.
Not objective. So then go on and enjoy subjective sports. Enjoy wrestling. That's subjective too.
So how do you feel about then, what's his face, getting a suspension for elbowing or for...
I think it's a blatant double standard.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a straight up double standard.
Because he straight up punched him in the balls though.
The money series is not the Cavs versus Toronto. Right. The money series is the Warriors versus the Thunder.
Speaking of, and I don't want to jump the gun and get...
There's only two series. We can jump around all we want.
Yeah, I know. But I was going to say I don't want to get into the Golden State OKC game yet. But speaking of double standards and things of that nature, the money series. Speaking of that, you didn't watch any of the game last night. I forgot. I was going to say, did you watch the game last night?
I watched a lot of the games this week, but I did not catch the one last night.
If you had watched that game, the Golden State, man, they got all of the calls. They got all. Yeah. It was so blatantly obvious. So
this is what
obvious.
I figured. This is why I didn't watch it. I don't mean to sound cynical or overly smart, but I figured that this is the million-dollar series for the NBA, and they're going to come close to evening it up, and now OKC can either take the series. Because I think they're completely outmatched, and I think they'll want at least one more game, like a six-game series.
Who's outmatched? Golden State?
Golden State.
Yeah.
It's clearly outmatched in this series.
I kind of agree, which is a total turnaround from our position, or my position, at least when we first started talking about this series. And we both agreed, I think, at the outset that, like, Oklahoma City is way more talented than most other teams in the league, and they just hadn't been able to put it together. And somehow, all of a sudden, they've just put everything together.
See, that's the thing is that I thought about that this week, and I don't think it's all of a sudden. I think that we... reaction to the media and everything else far overrate the regular season now.
Oh,
and it
absolutely.
Doesn't matter like it used to matter, and it may not matter now. It may just be 82 exhibition games preseason forever.
Well, and I think that also comes as a result of like the way that Pop coaches when he takes out guys that are really important and doesn't play them every game. Like it's just a trickle down from that. Like you realize now that like not every game is that important. As long as you make it into the playoffs, the whole thing starts over and you're good, you know? And it's actually kind of smart and probably to your advantage to kind of mask what your team actually is capable of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of great coaches do that. Unless you have something that's unbeatable, which I think the Warriors thought they had.
Yeah. Well, they looked unbeatable.
Which they don't have.
No.
But they lost to the Blazers at full strength during the regular season.
I know. They almost lost to the Sixers. The Sixers took them into overtime, I think. Or no, they won. They won the last. The very last second of the game.
I'm not going hindsight 2020 on this. I thought they were going to win the championship for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think
what I'm saying is that I overestimated how much the regular season matters yet again.
I agree. Well, yeah, I think I agree.
I think the regular season is at best a thermometer, but it's by far not a diagnosis.
But the thing for me is that even into the playoffs, Oklahoma City's defense was atrocious. It was, like, bad. That first game they played against San Antonio... they got their asses handed to them. That was the most awful display of pick-and-roll defense I've ever watched in my life. And to go from that team to the team that's playing now, that is taking everything away from Golden State, that's incredible. That is such a switch. It is such a, like, what do you call it? A flip of the switch? Something of that?
A flip of the switch?
A switch flip.
Yeah, no, I just want to watch you keep talking. Keep going. I want to see where you go with this.
You know,
You might want to say they turned it on.
They turned it on. They turned on the... Son of a bitch. They turned on the engine. They revved up the lights. Mm. Yeah, all that. I'm really bad at these things. Right. I don't know. But, you know, I had a few thoughts about this series, though. What do you think about it? What do you think that Oklahoma City is doing?
One, I think they're healthier. Two, I think they're exactly what Steve Kerr said he was worried about. They're bigger.
Yeah.
They're just straight up bigger. And their size is very athletic. It's kind of what we had talked about or mentioned before, that I really like their four bigs all the way down to Mitch McGarry, who doesn't even play.
Yeah.
I think they have a very talented core of big men. And I was surprised this season they weren't better in the regular season. All of this said, I'm not backtracking or that I thought they'd beat the Warriors. I did not. I didn't think they'd beat the Spurs either.
Oh, and I never thought they'd beat the Spurs.
As they say, on paper, might be the most talented team in the league.
For sure.
And I thought that before the playoffs. I just clearly, I've said it before, I don't think much of Billy Donovan. And I just didn't think they'd be able to put it together because I thought Westbrook was an egomaniac.
He is.
But I mean, he is. But
he's playing like, I mean, he's playing up to his ego, I think.
He looks amazing.
He looks.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm not, this isn't, what is it, a victim of the moment. What do they say?
What's the thing? Recency bias.
Right. There's multiple players in these playoffs that I think are as good or better than Jordan was when he was playing in his prime.
It's a whole different era. Plus, their conditioning now is so much different and probably better than it was then.
Yeah, I also think people forget there are multiple players at that level. Like, Ewing was at that level. Mm-hmm. Olajuwon was at that level in the 90s. And now there's Westbrook, there's Curry, there's LeBron.
Durant. Let's not forget about Durant.
He might be. He's pretty damn good.
He's insane, man.
I thought he would fall apart, skinny as he is, that big not at only this that, point in his career. I thought it would be over.
His foot injury that happened last year that kept him out of so many games. He's back, like totally back and dominating. Yeah. He's insane.
If we get rich, we can live together forever, brother. We have the technology.
We do. Just keep fixing us.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that, and like for some reason, and I know that's not even the same kind of team, but it does kind of remind me of like the last Lakers championship team. They were so tall and long. They just had all this length.
It still matters. They talk about small ball so much, but size still matters. And there's always a turning point in these things.
After the Warriors won last year, and everybody's like, oh, everyone's going to move to small ball. And I'm like, it's stupid. And you should never just like try and go with the trend and try and win that way because it's not going to work. Like what you should do is build a solid team. And that's what OKC did. And plus, like, dude, tall guys are always going to be able to block little guys shooting. It's just the way it is. You know, it's not even that, though. Like they can alter their shots and disrupt their offense just being long and putting their arm out and like, you know, like grabbing a loose ball or they're so athletic.
I think there's a famous.
I'm talking about Oklahoma City here. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you just meant men in general.
Men in general are very athletic and long.
There's a famous saying, though, about it, which is that you can't teach what?
Height.
That's right.
Yeah,
I think it still matters. I think there's a reason that resonates so much.
If you could, I dropped out in second grade. Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. I mean, there's lots to say. There's so much to talk about with this series. I'm a little bit, like I was saying earlier, about last night and watching that game, watching Golden State get every call, not every call, but man, it was like blatantly obvious. It was so damn obvious. Like Oklahoma City probably should have won that game last night. They were with them every step of the way. They just got really bad calls against them. And I don't know, like everyone was saying that the Warriors were going to win. We all thought it. I thought it. I'm still hoping they do only because I want them to take the Bulls record. Like I sort of have a vested interest in that for some reason. Because like 73 is great. I don't think that record's ever going to be broken anytime, or I don't think that record will be broken anytime soon. But it doesn't mean a thing if you don't got the ring.
As far as Schadenfreude goes, I do take a little bit of joy in the fact that Joe Lacob gave that interview where he said the front office deserves so much credit for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he did that, they went south, and now they may not win a championship this year.
I know. Well,
by the way, Joe Lacob wasn't in charge when they drafted Stephen Curry.
Mm. Also, the only reason I'm not on board with that is because like Bill Simmons called that. He's like, well, and the thing about it was he was like, oh,
Bill Simmons called that.
He was talking about like what's the karma. He's like, you don't do that. That's karma. Karma. They're not going to win this. I'm like, no, shut up, Bill Simmons. If he's right.
Was that a hindsight thing though?
No. Soon as that interview came out, he was talking about it. He's like, that's karma. You don't do that. He's like, bad karma. They're not going to win that. I'm like, right. Oh man, I don't want him to be right. I just don't like.
What does Gary always say?
What does Gary always say?
About causation.
Causation. Cause does not equal causation?
What does he say? Coincidence does not equal causation.
Oh, there you go. Causes, yeah, whatever.
So if you just pick out a coincidence about and it happens artist. And it causes it, you're like, yeah, see, I was right. But like, you can just keep doing that and pick out the like 1% of times it works.
Right. It's another phrase that I forget.
But what I'm saying is that Bill Simmons on that call, it sounds like superstition.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want him to be right. Which is like,
you can just go forward with, that's coincidence.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, right. But I mean, if you call it way before it happens, this is before the playoffs even started. Yeah. All right.
I'm just saying.
No, it's fine. Mm. What?
Mm.
So there's that. I mean, do you want to talk about Toronto and Cleveland?
No.
All right, cool.
Do you? Do you have stuff to say about it?
Well,
Bismack Biyombo playing for a contract, rocking 26 rebounds.
I do. I would like to talk about that. Yeah. I was like, I watched those two games that Toronto won, and man, they just did. They were playing incredible defense. They took LeBron's driving lanes away. Like, you know, because right now he's only scoring in the paint. He's driving to the rim and he's scoring in the paint. They did such a damn good job at home in those two games in a row of just taking away his driving lanes, like taking everybody's driving lanes away. It was incredible. They did such a good job. And help defense was there. Biyombo was playing out of his goddamn mind.
Got to make the dollars.
Got to make the dollars.
He didn't play for 3 years out of his mind, but all of a sudden.
I know. All of a sudden, what happens all the time?
Jerome James.
I don't know Jerome James.
Jerome James had a great, great playoffs in a contract year with Seattle.
And then
the Knicks gave him huge money, and you don't know who Jerome James is.
Yeah, exactly. It happens all the time, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But I'm just surprised. I think more recently players, it seems like, turned it on really late. Like, they really wait to the last minute to turn it on to get that contract money. Whatever. I like Bismack, fine. I don't dislike him, but...
Evan Turner... Also played really well this year.
And yeah, he's in a contract. They wait until the contract year to play hard.
Although, I don't know, Evan Turner, I feel like he would always play this well if he could. I don't know. I just, because his ego is so wrapped up in it, I don't think that he would ever not play hard. I mean, they're all...
Did you just go straight to Sixers on me?
No, he's in Boston.
I know.
I'm just saying, he's also another guy in a contract year that played really well this year. I'm giving you another example of somebody in a contract
year. There's a lot of them. Yeah, there's a lot of examples of guys. I'm not saying that that's what's going on with Bismack, but that's what I tend to think is going on with Bismack.
Well, I mean,
he had the physical skill. That's why he got drafted as high as he did. He just never played up to his physical skill. Mm-hmm. And the whole finger-wagging thing is fucking annoying, by the way. It was annoying when Mutombo did it. I love how enamored ESPN is. Like, he adopted it, and Mutombo said he could do it. And then, like, days later, Mutombo was like, I didn't say he could do it.
I would do his accent, but I can't, so...
Don't do Mutombo.
No, I won't. I'll just sound like a horrible racist. it's a joke.
I know.
I'm going to delete that part.
No, don't. It's fine. Just own it.
I don't know. I kind of like the finger wag. I think it's fine. I think it's funny. It's
showmanship.
Just, whatever. I mean, come on. Every team does it. Everybody does it. Like Curry, he just does the does a humble.
It's not that I don't like the showmanship. There's just showmanship I don't like, and finger wagging is one of them.
what's wrong with this?
What are you? You're a stern teacher. Like no.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't talk when I'm talking.
Oh, it's just because. You don't like teachers? I don't know.
I like teachers. My mom's a teacher.
Oh, so fair enough.
Awkward for you.
So I don't know. I kind of dig it. I'm fine with it. I just, man, they got destroyed so badly in Cleveland 2 nights ago. It was embarrassing. They beat them by what? Almost 50 points. Did you see any of that game?
When Toronto won?
No, when Toronto lost. The last game against Cleveland.
No, I watched the games before that. I watched the 26 rebound game, and I saw Bismack going off. And after Valanciunas didn't come back in the series, which he did come back in the game that they lost.
Yeah, man.
Played, I think, 18 minutes or something.
I don't remember him playing because I watched about 5 minutes of that game, and I was like, I can't take this. I'm like, this is not an exciting series. It's not an exciting game. I mean, when Toronto evened it up, it became somewhat exciting. And I was rooting for them to take a couple games, or at least one, and they did that, so that's awesome. It's just that, like, I can't really care about this series because it's already a foregone conclusion, I think. Like,
what is? That Cleveland's going to win?
Yeah, that Cleveland's going
to
win.
Oh, my takeaway from all this, by the way, is something we discussed already, which I hadn't gotten to, which is that LeBron loses to teams. He always loses to teams because when his back's against the wall, he takes it on his shoulders.
Right.
And he'll ultimately lose to teams. And I think this is probably the first test because I think Toronto plays like a team. And it's the first team like that, with the talent to challenge. I don't think they're going to win.
No.
I think Cleveland's going to win. But I also don't think Cleveland's going to win the finals.
I totally agree with you.
Unless the West goes 7, which it shouldn't. OKC should get it in 6.
Although I did predict Golden State in 7, so I'm just saying.
Golden State in 7 against OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I predicted them in like 5 or 6. So yeah. I was clearly dumb about it.
But neither one of us took OKC. Nobody, like not that many people took OKC in this series.
I don't think there was any evidence for you to take OKC.
Right. Especially against San Antonio when I got out of that series.
Or just in general, yeah. Coming into the series.
Yeah. I mean, after they beat San Antonio, you would think it would have clued us into something. But then again, we're just casual fans. It's fine. Maybe a little bit more than casual.
Did you say casual fans?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm casual. I'm dressed pretty casual right now. My hair's slicked back a little bit, but do you want to talk about some coaching changes, or do you want to talk a little bit more about the playoffs, or are we good?
I don't have anything else to say about the playoffs, except that the last thing about the Toronto series is them clogging up the paint with Valanciunas back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's back. And
that's already been a problem for Cleveland, but...
Do you think they'll give him... Do you think they'll take it to Game 7? Do you think they'll take another one at home?
I mean, maybe, but I still think Cleveland's going to win the series.
Yeah, I agree. I just... like, for whatever reason, Toronto has shown that they can't win on the road. In this series,
I also think the thing about everyone being so wrong about these playoffs was what we were talking about with recency bias. Just the regular season and then the repetitive nature of the media and just being like, it's the greatest, it's the greatest, it's the greatest. They're not going to lose, they're not going to lose.
For sure. I get really tired of the 24-hour news.
But you stop being able to think for yourself after a while. Absolutely. You just see it and you're like, oh, that must be what's happening. And then when it doesn't happen, they're like, what an upset. No one saw this coming. It's like, no, we're just all thinking the same thing.
Yeah. And especially me, because I listen to so many damn podcasts on my way to work every morning. It's just like, dude, I listen to Low Post and Bill Simmons and like all my Sixers guys. And then like, I'm just like inundated with podcasts at this point. I'm like, I got to turn something off.
They have to talk for an hour, not unlike ourselves.
Not unlike ourselves.
So there's a lot of obfuscation. Is that the word?
Sure.
Where you just
talk. It is a word.
You just keep going and you talk to confuse the point. And so when you're done listening to it, you're like, I don't know what the point was anymore. No one really said anything.
That's like every conversation I have ever
heard or had.
Had. Always. I just talk in circles. I don't make much sense.
All right.
Thanks for coming back, by the way. Last week was rough without you.
It was good. I listened to it.
Did you? You liked it? Yeah. All right, thanks. My one fan.
I walked to, in Seattle, where would you guess I would walk to? A Starbucks.
Oh, hey, look
at
that. To
get coffee in the morning. The place I was staying did not have any coffee, which is sacrilege to me.
Who doesn't drink coffee?
And since I was on East Coast time, I got up at like 5 in the morning. I was like, Starbucks is open. I'm going to walk 2.5 miles to get Starbucks because nothing's near anything on the West Coast.
Yeah, I've barely been to the West Coast. I'm such an East Coast homer. And I have no money to travel. Anyway, and now that you live back on the East Coast again.
There's no reason. There's nothing good on the West Coast.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Anyway, do you want to talk about some coaching changes?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. What do you think about David Fizdale to Memphis? He's apparently been with the Heat since 2008-09.
I think that Memphis, since the new owner took over, has just been stalling their decline into obscurity and ultimately, who knows, for a really long time because they've had a good lineup. They had him locked down on contracts. I don't know. Seems like another coach.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I don't have a lot to say about it.
I don't know anything about him either, just that he was on the bench for Miami. Like, are they trying to install Miami's system? I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to say about this. But good for Memphis?
That's how I feel about a lot of things. I think guys are taking off. I don't think they want to be in Memphis necessarily.
Oh, you mean guys from the team? Yeah. I would not.
I don't think Conley's sticking around. He's had injuries. I think the Memphis thing might be coming to an end, to a wrap.
I would tend to agree with that. And actually, when you mentioned that the other night during a text go-around that we were having, I don't even know what the hell that is. When we were texting each other, you mentioned that Conley was going to San Antonio.
Well, I don't know that. I just
I know, but I thought you did. I was like, what?
And perfect everything. It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. San Antonio.
I also think, I think that organization's been running on the fumes of Jerry West for a while.
Memphis?
Yeah, Jerry West was the GM.
No.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure who you were talking about anymore. All right. That's fine. I only go back so far with basketball.
Right.
I know who Jerry West is. I didn't know he was their GM. I'm going to cut that whole thing out.
No, don't cut it out. It's good.
You hate it when I cut things out. You never let me cut anything out.
Just keep it raw, son.
Raw dog.
Keep it. Ugh. You had to take it there.
I didn't take anything anywhere.
I was going to go raw sugar with the sweetness, the natural sweetness, but you went raw dog.
You are pretty sweet.
All right, keep it moving.
All right, here's the one that I'm really interested in, is D'Antoni to Houston.
Great.
You think that's great?
Great.
I think it's wonderful for James Harden. I think they are going to get scored on so fucking much. Like, they're not going to be able to stop anything with their defense. He doesn't coach defense, and he's got one of the worst defensive players in the league.
We should say hasn't.
Okay.
A past tense, because we were talking about this before. Because
he could hire somebody to.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about the evolution of offenses, and we were talking about Golden State. And I don't know necessarily that he's a smart dude, that he hasn't evolved.
He is a smart dude, for sure.
I doubt that he's going to go with 7 seconds with, I don't think that necessarily Harden is a runner. Have you seen his gut? Yeah. I don't know that they're necessarily going 7 seconds to score, but fair I think enough. They'll have good offensive schemes. Hopefully Dwight, whatever, not hopefully.
Dwight's not going to be back.
Dwight might not be there.
He's definitely not going to be there.
D'Antoni's never really needed a major center. That's true. He ran Stoudemire at power forward. He needs creative people.
Yeah.
I think Harden has the ability to do that. I don't know if he still does. He's got the talent to do it. I think Beverly would be great in the backcourt.
Beverly will be great on any team. I love that guy.
Right. And I think it might be a surprise who's a star on that team or who scores a lot on that team next year.
Yeah. And
as far as defense, who knows? He might have a defensive coordinator, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which he would probably be smart to hire somebody who's really defensive-minded.
Yeah.
And just let him say, hey, and just go, hey, here's the keys to the defense. Do your thing. Which right. So that's kind of the weird thing for me, why his teams never play defense. Why wouldn't you just do that? Like in seasons past with other teams, when he was with the Knicks, why didn't he just give the keys to a defensive coordinator and say, like, go for it?
Because there was a philosophical belief that in the NBA and basketball specifically, defense doesn't matter.
Right, but it's been proven over and over again that defense does matter.
I also don't think it's to a 0-degree level that defense doesn't matter, like flat line.
Right, right.
I think when they say that, it gets louder and louder. But it's that defense isn't that important, more so than defense doesn't matter. It's just right. not that important.
It's not the major part of your winning. It's you have to be able to score the ball, as they say. And defense is sort of a secondary. I get that, but like...
But also, I think putting the onus on the other team to stop you expends their energy on both ends of the court.
That's absolutely true.
So you could look at it as a possibility if you get it right as a double win on the floor.
But let's say, for instance, that he had it right with Phoenix.
He did. You want to talk about refs making a lot of calls that might be suspect.
Yeah, well,
Phoenix should have gone to the finals maybe more than once with that Nash and Stoudemire team.
Yeah. That's true. I feel like the refs have reined in, or the NBA has reined in that a little bit.
The Stern thing in the 2000s.
2006.
When the Kings should have won maybe more than one championship, and the Lakers should have won less than five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm being a little blunt. The spear's getting to me, but it's also true.
Oh, it's absolutely true.
And I watched all those series. That's why I'm pretty cynical and like jaded as a Blazers fan, where I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't expect a lot.
That's fair. I feel like Silver's doing a better job so far. But then again, I watched the game last night and I keep going back to it that like those calls were insane. Like they were just obviously giving everything to Golden State because they want this series to go on.
It's the money series. It's essentially the championship.
It really is.
I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Except for LeBron.
Right. LeBron has not gotten the memo yet.
He might know. Probably not. He seems like he doesn't.
I don't know. He obviously doesn't know about his hair. How would he know about that?
By the way, I don't know. I thought of this whole thing last night because I don't watch basketball illegally on foreign feeds.
Me neither.
Certainly not Australian ones. But I did watch a minute of the Cavs game on an Australian feed, and there was an Australian hair replacement ad.
Awesome.
And all I could think about was Dellavedova talking to LeBron. I feel more confident. I can't do an Australian. I feel more confident than I've ever felt before. Like nice. That type of stuff. And I was just like, I just see Dellavedova talking to LeBron about his hairline.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish there were more Scottish players in the NBA because it's the only accent I can do.
More?
Yeah. Because there are none.
More than what?
More zero? Than none. Yes. That would be more. One would be more.
All right. Yeah. So. Oh, we were going back to LeBron's delusions about winning a championship and his hairline.
We got off on his hair. I mean, we tangent. Went on a tangent about his hair, yes.
Rein it back in?
Reeling it in.
That's your job, brother.
I'm bringing it back. Well, anyway, speaking of D'Antoni going to the Houston Rockets, I'm going to say this. I do think it's going to be great for Harden. I think he's going to have a fantastic year. And speaking of Harden, did you know... That was the other thing I wanted to talk about.
He's donating his... Never mind. Let's just say his beard to LeBron's head. I just didn't want to go back to the LeBron hairline thing.
I was going to make a joke actually earlier about... And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It wasn't even funny.
Yeah. No, it was hilarious. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't stop laughing. Harden's career. It's going to be great for his career. Did you know that James Harden is the only player in NBA history that averaged 29-7-6 and did not get voted to any NBA all-team? Not first, second, or third. He didn't get voted to the NBA all-NBA team at all.
That seems like a pretty obscure stat. Will you repeat it? Like
he was 29. I think it was 29 or 26. Right. 7-6. 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. He got no all-NBA. He got no all-NBA. None. That tells you how much people don't like playing with him or appreciate his game, because it sucks to watch.
It's really boring.
It's really fucking boring. But last year, he was runner-up in MVP votes. Votes. Let me enunciate.
Well, what is that about? Bit of a victim of the echo chamber of media, like we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Where all the bias is confirmed over and over again, that everyone decided that he's not that valuable, which he is really valuable. It doesn't matter that his game is boring.
No. Listen, that team made the playoffs.
Or even that he's a dick. It doesn't matter.
I'm not even sold that he's a dick.
He dated a Kardashian.
So he's stupid. So what you're telling me is he's a moron. I'm not sure he's a dick.
You're going moron. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Fair enough. No. Yeah, I'm not sold that he's a dick. I just think that, like, honestly, I still think it's the dynamic between him and Howard that was just combustible. That just made them both, like, terrible people. It's like when people that I know... I was going to say my sister, but I'm going to take that back. She was married for 20 years. I love her and my former brother-in-law very dearly.
Way to qualify. Go on.
They're both wonderful people. Mm-hmm. Together, they were fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take all this out of the podcast.
No, don't. She's not listening.
She wouldn't appreciate it.
She's not listening.
You don't know that.
I do.
Oh, she told you? Anyway, but when you have two people, it doesn't mean they're like James Harden and...
I don't think that's a combustible relationship. I think Dwight's a dick. He was a dick on the Lakers. He was a dick when he left Orlando, and he badmouthed Stan Van Gundy. If none of you have seen the clip about him badmouthing Stan Van Gundy to the media, and then Stan Van has the next interview.
Yeah. He's like, well, that was awkward.
Exactly.
It's like I was just asking him for a Coke.
I don't actually have that much against Harden. I think it's overrated. Again, what I was saying is that's the echo chamber of the media.
I agree.
That he didn't get any votes. I think he definitely deserves some votes, and I don't think he's that bad of a player at all. I think he's a great player.
I agree.
I think he's a compiler.
He's definitely a compiler.
But Kobe was a compiler, too.
Yeah, and I like James Harden infinitely more than Kobe.
I do, too.
Also, I'm so angry that Kobe is so goddamn charismatic on film. It makes
is
me.
He?
Oh, my God. He's so good on it. I know. I hate it. I hate it.
No, I hate that you like it.
I'm not saying that I like it. I'm just saying he's very charismatic.
Well, you think he's charismatic.
He's super charismatic, dude. He's like, put him in front of a camera and he's just like...
I don't want
to
talk about Kobe. I want to go back to James Harden.
All right, let's do it. Anyway, my point was going to be that I'm going to have to see him on TV forever.
You will.
Yeah. James Harden and D'Antoni going there. I think it's going to be great for Harden's game. I think he's going to put up incredible numbers next year.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to play defense for shit, but I could be wrong. He didn't play it this year either, so it doesn't
matter. I don't know that he'll coach, but a coach has a year to try. I also think that what I was going to say is I don't mind a boring game. Like James Harden's game being boring. I don't mind it if it works.
That's fair.
Right. I mean, Kobe's game was dynamic, and I thought it fooled a ton of people into thinking that he was a brilliant player.
Right.
And his legend's only going to grow, trust me.
It's only going to grow.
I grew up with Jordan.
Yeah.
It just gets louder and louder over time.
That's what
happens. People forget the fact that the refs didn't call anything and he should have fouled out way more than he did.
Yeah. Listen, that's just what happens, man. Like, your legend just gets bigger, you know.
Me? Yeah, I know.
Your legend and you know,
me
specifically.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
The legend of Mike, as told by Joe.
Almost three people have heard of me at this point.
I think there's eight. I think we're still eight and holding.
No, three people besides the eight that are listening.
Oh, three more.
I'm joking. Only three are listening. Five hit the link by accident and left it on while they went out and got the mail and their dog's listening.
Oh, that's cool. We are very popular among canines. Just saying. Ages like 1 to 5.
Yes.
Anyway, so D'Antoni's leaving the Sixers. I don't know if you even know he was on the Sixers.
No, I know.
All right, good.
I just didn't care.
So they're talking about bringing PJ Carlissimo in as an assistant, as the next head assistant. You know about Carlissimo because he coached the Blazers. Tell me about it. Give me something I should not worry about. Is there anything to...
I think he's Team USA too. I think he's well respected.
Oh, that's true. Circles. I forgot.
I don't know
that
he's charismatic as a leader necessarily. I liked him fine as a coach. Do you think I've heard Dunleavy Senior when he was coaching the Blazers? You know he's the coach that Sprewell choked out, right?
No.
Yes, that is PJ Carlissimo, who the trouble with Sprewell walked up and choked out.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah, he tried to do talking head stuff, but he has that weird voice. Apparently, he's a fantastic basketball mind.
Well, he has a losing record for his career.
I don't know. He's loved. He's beloved by the boys club. And I believe one of the leaders of the boys club is named Colangelo. I thought you were going to say it. I thought I didn't actually have to say it.
I knew where you were going. I just didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I know. I forgot about that. I forgot that he's part of the boys club. That makes me angry. That makes me so, like, I hate this, like, incestuous coaching tree. It makes me nuts. I just, like, give somebody else a try.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, but dude, there's so many good.
There's Phil Jackson's, there's Pat Riley's, there's Colangelo's, there's tons of them.
It makes me nuts. Like, give somebody else a try. There are so many good guys out there that could probably coach the shit out of your team that you're just like, oh, let's use this retread just because we know him and he's lost with us before. He's a good guy. Like, it just makes me nuts.
What do you want? That's life. Nine times out of ten in a job, you don't hire people you don't know.
That's true.
You hire people you know.
Well,
maybe
not
9 times out of 10. You will hire blind, but
if there's somebody that you know up against somebody that you don't know, yeah, you'll probably hire the guy that you do know.
That's just the way life works, unfortunately. It's not fair.
It's not fair. Mm-hmm. It just bothers me a little bit. You would think that, like, I mean, with this big of a microscope on top of you on your hirings, like, you would think that you wouldn't be able to get away with that shit. You know? Jerry Colangelo hired his son. They say they interviewed a number of people. They didn't interview shit. He was always trying to get him in there. And it just, I hate it. Makes me angry. Like, why can't my dad be rich and famous?
I am old enough in this life to have known people that I grew up with whose fathers were in positions of power, who got really good jobs, and now condescend to me in social circumstances who never went out to ever try to get jobs or do anything in life, but think because they have money and their father gave them a job, they can talk down to me. This is the way life works.
So you know Donald Trump.
I wish. That dude's charismatic.
No, he's not. Shut up.
I have very many good ideas.
Words? I have all the words.
Yeah, let's not
I know the
there.
Biggest words.
Let's not go there. It's good, though. Right. I love it when he speaks. I love listening to him speak so much.
You know, if he wasn't such a joke and so bad for this country, I would actually like him to be president just because.
Not bad.
It would be
hilarious.
We promised
to never go politics.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's right.
So many good words.
So many good words. I have all the best words. I have all the best words. Right. They're huge. I think that might have been like Dolph Lundgren or something.
It's huge.
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 Huge. All right. So anything else you want to talk about? So, I mean, like, let me ask you this. As a 76ers fan, will Carlissimo bring anything to the table as a coach, as an assistant? What do you think? Like, defensively, offensively?
He's a good defensive coach.
Is he a good defensive coach? That would be good.
Yes. Yeah. He's just a good basketball mind. He is.
Okay.
He doesn't have a winning record because he shouldn't be a head coach.
Fair.
Is my take on it. That's my personal opinion.
Right.
My personal opinion is he's a very smart guy who knows basketball, the ins and outs of it very, very well, and is a great asset as an assistant. I don't think he should be a head coach. I don't think he's full of new ideas to win games.
Well, fortunate he's not a head coach, but I do see that, like, if the Sixers start out
You know who he was? He was a coach with the Spurs.
Yeah.
With Popovich.
The head coach before Pop?
No, but
I know he coached with them.
They're
yeah.
very friendly.
Okay.
They're tight.
Well, so was
he's akin to that school too.
Yeah. Well, so was Brett Brown. He was an
right,
head
so
coach.
It makes perfect
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
You could do worse than pulling multiples off the coaching tree of the Spurs.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just, you know, I just, like, every move they make at this point worries me. Just because I don't know. I lost my boy Hinkie and now I'm all right, I'm not gonna go down this road again. Not going down this path. Oh, did you want to talk a little bit about the since we were speaking about it, I'm going off topic here, but did you want to talk about the All-Star ballot or the All-NBA ballot? You want to talk about it a little bit?
Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, I kind of do.
About how fucking DeAndre Jordan made it onto the first team?
Yeah.
Completely go ahead.
It's like, it's fine. It's whatever. But I definitely would have put somebody in place of DeAndre. Maybe like...
I would have put DeMarcus or Draymond.
I was going to say DeMarcus.
One or the other, I would have put ahead of DeMarcus is clearly a better center. If you want to be specific to position, I would do that. I would also put Draymond there at 6'7", even though he's looked awful in this series.
I know.
Think he had an amazing season.
I would have put him there too, except for that I don't really consider him a true center. So I can see why he didn't get on the first team.
He plays center, though.
He does play center, but it's not the majority of his minutes.
What is it, Death Lineup?
In the Death Lineup, yes. I actually, by the way, I love that name. I think it's one of the best like sports names for like gangrene
it's
or
giving
like
life
steel
to the
curtain.
Thunder right now, but
yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, I know. It's breathing life into the Thunder.
Yeah.
I'm fine with LeBron, obviously. I'm fine
what
with
do you mean
Kawhi.
Fine?
No. All right, I'm good.
I think they
first
definitely
team.
Deserve it. Yeah.
First team LeBron, Kawhi. Oh my god, definitely deserve it. Steph Curry definitely deserves it because he was the MVP again this year. And Russell, I mean, how are you going to take anything away from Russell Westbrook? Who would you put in his place?
Well, I would put Lillard in his place, but I'm biased.
You know, that's not a bad call.
No,
but
he doesn't deserve it.
No,
Lillard's perfect at second team.
He's
I'm just
perfect
saying,
at second.
If you're,
yeah, but you,
if it's authoritarian, and I'm picking. I'd be.
That's fine. I feel like
but
Kevin.
I would have taken Russell off, and I wouldn't have taken Curry off. I just would have pushed DeAndre out and moved everyone up a notch.
That's fair. I feel weird about having Kevin Durant on the second team.
Why?
Just I feel like he's better than that. But the thing is, there's like only so many spots. Which I think is the reason he got bumped to second. I mean, second is not a... I mean, like, whatever. Second team All-NBA.
That's first loser, no fear.
Boom.
You remember those shirts?
I don't remember the no fear part, but...
Yeah, the no fear shirts that said second place is just first loser.
Oh, that, yeah. All right. I would have put DeMarcus or Draymond, obviously, before DeAndre. Would you put DeAndre even second team? Or would you put him third? Or would you have him in there at all?
I would have put him third team.
Okay.
If at all.
Yeah.
I don't think he's... I just don't think he's like... What does he do?
He rim protects and he rim runs and he ducks.
Better than who?
Better than most people, I would think.
I suppose. I think he gets fed by Chris Paul.
Of course he does.
And
he wouldn't be the player
as, like,
he is.
He's a big boss. I don't know. I just don't think he's exceptional. I think on a different team or...
He's not anything.
Role.
If he was on Dallas, for instance... He wouldn't be...
Three players I would have put ahead of him that are arguable are DeMarcus, Draymond, as we talked about, and LaMarcus. DeMarcus, LaMarcus, and Draymond.
It's also confusing.
Yeah, well, that's how I would have gone all in front of him who are eligible possibly for that spot.
You would have put LaMarcus ahead of him?
Yeah.
I would have put LaMarcus...
I just think LaMarcus, as much as I've ragged on him as the next Blazer and all of that, he's a straight-up better player.
Yeah. Oh, my God, for sure.
If you were doing a dead draft, I would draft LaMarcus well before Draymond,
DeAndre. Every time. I would actually, I also think that he was too low on this. I think he should be second team.
LaMarcus?
LaMarcus. I'm sorry.
I think he's fine where he is. But
you think so?
13? Yeah, I just don't think DeAndre should be that high.
I mean,
would. Actually my only complaint about this list.
Here's what I would do. I would knock DeAndre down to third. I would probably put DeMarcus up to first team and then put LaMarcus. Oh my god. This is a mouthful. Up to second team. So I would just bump everybody up one and bring DeAndre down.
Do you know what you are by getting all that right?
What?
Marcus Smart.
Oh, look at you. You're so punny.
The difference between LaMarcus and DeMarcus makes you Marcus Smart.
I don't even know where to go from here.
You don't have to go anywhere. I have nothing else to say about this.
Can you think of anybody who they left off? You know what? Here's the other thing. Some people brought this up that, please, can we disconnect players' salaries from all NBA votes? It's actually absolutely true. I understand putting in incentives.
I don't... Where are you going? You got very worked up all of a sudden.
I know. I get really angry about this. Well, think about it. Like, if you get... So, I think Dame Lillard just made an extra $20 million for being named all-team second NBA, right? That's kind of horseshit. I understand putting in incentives for you to become a better player or to work up to that. But you have no control over how voters are going to vote for you. If you're a dick and you're still the best player in the NBA, there's a good chance they're not going to put you in there. Well, maybe it speaks to, like, you should have character, too. I don't know. How do you feel about it? Does it affect you at all? Do you, I mean, obviously, it doesn't affect you personally, but does it affect you emotionally? Like,
no,
it affects
we
me?
Had the conversation about Harrison Barnes, and our buddy was going, Harrison Barnes doesn't deserve the money he's going to get in the offseason.
Which buddy?
Paul.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Paul. He was like, he's not worth that. I would never pay him that. He's a Knicks fan. I was like, you pay everybody all the money they ever want and the team still sucks. What are you complaining about? My point in the conversation was this, was that it's not how much he's worth. It's how much he can get.
Oh, yeah.
Including incentives or the rest of it that make it worth it. It's what the market's willing to pay. It's not like he talks about it like it's some empirical objective.
Right.
Like, this is what the player's worth for what they do. Because I was talking about, I'd take Harrison Barnes on the Blazers in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah.
And I would pay him that much money.
Yeah.
And Paul was like, yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, bullshit. Paul would take him on the Knicks.
I'm pretty sure the market will pay for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially this year with the cap going up.
It's not fair. What do you want to say?
But the thing is, like, that's fine. And I get all that. I'm just saying that, like, how it's unfortunate that, like,
you're talking about subjective incentives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, your salary is directly tied to the way somebody votes about you.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of silly.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, is it silly though? Because here's the other side of that argument. If people at work don't like me,
yeah,
I don't get a raise.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good I am at my job.
Right.
Actually, I'm probably not getting a raise anyway, so.
But I think it's an implication of how marketable the player is or makes themselves.
Yeah. That's...
If you're extremely marketable, or, i.e. popular, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get the votes. Whether it's media popularity or just popularity in general, you're going to get the votes to make those teams.
It's true.
Whether it's branding through commercials. Dame Lillard, for instance, is on the Allstate or is it State Farm?
State Farm, I think.
Those annoying ads. He's got Adidas up the A.
Did you hear my spiel about
He's in the tiniest ads? Market. Like, he should get no recognition just as a media market. But he still does, which speaks to him as a brand.
Right.
Which Blazers jersey sales, Blazers television rights, all of it. So if it's an indicator of that, how does it not equate into extra money? One way or another, whether it's subjective or not, or based on media votes, it's brand awareness.
That's absolutely true. You're right. You've talked me into it. Fuck them.
All right, great.
Fuck them. And I think that's about all I have for the NBA, I think.
Oh, yeah. You want to save any rookie talk for another time?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a whole summer of shit that we need to, you know, get into. We're going to have to stretch some out, you know?
Yeah.
Stretch it out, buddy. But I do want to do a random wrap-up.
Okay.
You want to know what I want to talk about?
Politics, race, possibly?
Race. Let's talk about race.
Ugh.
Let's talk about races. Like the foot races of the world. So, in our random wrap-up this week, I don't even know if we should get into this, but let's do it.
We shouldn't. If you have any questions, we shouldn't. We are not authoritative enough to do it.
We're not, but I do have an opinion, and we know that this podcast is all about our stupid opinions. So... Two nights ago, there was a T.I. concert in the city. Was it T.I.?
It was T.I.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm shocked and titillated. Where are you going with this?
Well, so there was a shooting. Four people were shot and one person was killed. You know, it's really unfortunate and sad. And I feel terrible for the families of the person who was killed. It's a very unfortunate incident. And, like, it sucks. It just really sucks. Even above and beyond that, what sucks is the commissioner of the New York City Police Department coming out and saying that basically all rap artists are thugs. That's really fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
It's fucked up because it sort of propagates a stereotype, right? He's the commissioner. You should not be saying shit about people being thugs or being criminals. Or like, you should be like, okay, this was an unfortunate incident. You're just, he's race baiting. And is he race baiting? I guess. Not really. All right, but
he can be read by that way. I think it's a bit of sensitivity to people being, but.
But he's.
It could be read that way. You could make the argument for it.
And he's absolutely prolonging a stereotype about, like, a group of people because he's an old white guy, right? Like, what?
I don't know. I as far as race and politics, I don't have much to say.
I absolutely disagree with that. I know you have plenty to say.
Not on the radio.
All right. Pulling our punches now. I just think it was insensitive of him. I think it kind of sets a precedent, or not even sets a precedent, but like, it's just, as I wrote to you, it's emblematic of systematic racism. It is systemic racism. It is. Like, it's built into the system. Like, you put these tags on people, therefore you're allowed to do what you have said they will do. It's not recency bias. What's the other one? It's
manifest destiny.
Manifest destiny of sorts. Yeah, basically. And it's just fucked up. Like, you're in a position of power. You're in a position where people listen to what you say. You're in a position that everything you say is going to be noticed and is going to be understood in a certain way by a number of people.
I don't, by the way, I don't know anything about this. I can't comment on it one way or another, even if I wanted to. Like, I can't. I didn't.
I don't know what the hell that ding was. That ding? It was a ding, but I don't think it got in the recording. That was just an hour.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this to comment on it, honestly. I don't know. I know someone got shot at a TI concert.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Bill Bratton, which I just know from you.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even know he was the commissioner of police.
He is. And apparently he's not doing... It's like even to a larger problem, like it's... It just... The police are allowed to... All right, I'm not going to go anti-cop. I have some cop friends, or at least one that I love dearly, and he's a very good guy. I just think that there's a problem with the way things are carried out and the way things are subversively put out there so that, like, they're enabled to do things. I'm not saying anything, really. I am, but I'm not going to say it. So
you're talking about Macklemore.
I know it. Yeah. And Ryan Lewis.
And Ryan Lewis.
I mean, that was it. That's all I got. I guess I shouldn't talk about it too much. Do you have anything you want to talk about for the random wrap-up? Any good albums come out for you? Any interesting thing has happened in your life this week?
In my life this week? No. Nothing interesting happens in my life.
Come on.
No, I'm not joking.
By the way, we should play some ball soon. That thing needs to be inflated. I'm
too old.
Dude, come on.
Damn, I used to be so good. And now I'm just like, so old. And I feel it too. I know. When I go for a rebound, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
When I drive to the basket, I'm like, I am old.
You're not that old.
I'm telling you, there's a reason players' careers are over in their mid-30s in basketball.
Yeah, but if you never had a
career... Tennis, it's even younger.
If you never had a career to begin with, you're
which
fine.
Which I didn't.
All right, so you're fine. There's no up, there's no down, there's no ascension, there's no descent. It's just a flat line, buddy. It's just you being you.
Nothing highlights your slow decline to death like trying to continually be good at athletic sports. Golf is not an athletic sport.
Athletics?
So people play that.
Would you say athletics?
Yeah, the athletics.
Golf is an awesome sport. It's not a sport. I do love bowling.
I like both. I like golf and bowling. I like golf.
We should go bowling.
I don't consider either one of them a sport, just like I don't consider fishing a sport.
How about race car? Yeah, I don't consider...
How about race car? Is that a thing you just made up?
Race car.
Racing cars?
Racing cars.
Is that race car a specific thing that I don't know about?
The race car.
You're like, race car is when we make bologna sandwiches and fight with the bologna sandwiches. It's a thing from Pennsylvania. You wouldn't know about
it. It's called race car.
It's called race car. Is that a sport?
Anyway, so that's our take. Thanks for listening this week, y'all.
Have fun playing a race car this weekend.
Enjoy your race car.
Load up on bologna.
If you want to talk to Mike or tweet at him, he is at HammerToeShark. If you want to hit me up, it's at Joe Borelli. Please not Borelli Joe. Oh, why did I just give that guy a shout out? Have you seen my tweets?
That dude was on TV about Trump.
I know. Have you seen my tweets to all his...
Speaking of not going on to politics.
Oh, dude. I got
the same name as you.
Yeah. I hit heavy this week. I keep getting tweeted at by this guy. Or not him, but his followers.
You should straight up start beef with him.
And people,
I'm telling you.
I kind of want to. And people that are trying to debate him, I'm like, no, I'm on your side. Trump is a douche.
Yeah. No, anyway. It's just like me trying to start beef with Anne Hathaway because we have similar looks.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Came out of nowhere. No, it's all so pointless. So all of funny. It's so pointless.
Yes, it is. It is. Anyway, you can also email us at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and you can also go to the website. We have a website, thesuperflightpodcast.com. And actually, we're on Twitter now, too. It's superflightpod, @superflightpod. So if you want to tweet at that, too, anyway.
That's okay.
It's all random good stuff.
I didn't even know about that.
You now know.
That we're on Twitter?
We're on Twitter.
So if I don't know that we're on Twitter, who's on Twitter?
We are.
Oh, we are? Great.
All right. It's been real, peeps. Catch you on the flip flop. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.